President Truman's remarks, a trophy presentation by the Capitol Press Club in the Rose Garden for June 1952.
Mr. President, I deem it a great privilege and a distinctive honor as president of the Capitol Press Club to have the opportunity to present to you this plaque. It does not capture the depth of the sentiment and admiration and the many of the many readers of our organs that hold, that which they hold for you. Our organization, as you may know, is composed largely of reporters from many of our leading Negro weeklies, whose readers, for the most part, are the common man, whom you have gallantly championed. Our organization is composed also of members representing the majority, our daily press. They share our feelings, as we believe many other Americans do, persons of all nationalities, races, and faiths. We are Republicans and Democrats, but although we have bitter political differences, we agree that your contributions in the area of human relations cross all party lines. We have attempted to express the depth of this sentiment and this admiration in a single sentence on this plaque, which reads, "In tribute to the Honorable Harry S. Truman, President of the United States, who has unequivocally and with valor utilized his presidential powers of informing the people and molding public opinion to insist that the nation believe in and live by the Christian ideal of brotherhood and the constitutional principle of human equality." The Capitol Press Club, 1952.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this presentation very much. It's certainly kind and thoughtful of your press club to remember me in this way. I shall always treasure it, and I hope that I can live up to the sentiments expressed in the sentences which is on the plaque. I am highly appreciated, and thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.